We start off our afternoon session. We do have a packed session with one of the annual highlights at our convention for the last decade, the presentation of our Jacob Balotin Awards. To present this item is the chairman of the Jacob Balotin Award Committee for the National Federation of the Blind. Here's Jim Geschel.
Thank you, Mr. President and fellow Federationists. You know, I've noticed, in addition to the shifting numbers by the decades, I've noticed that this convention seems to be, if you could believe it, more spirited and lively than many. In fact, I noticed this particularly during the presentation of the financial yesterday, where there was a lot of applause at different parts of the financial. Back in the day of the 1960s, we used to go to sleep during the financial, but this is a different crowd. Maybe they're more business-minded. Thank you, Mr. President. You know, the presentation, if I could have your attention, please. The presentation of the Jacob Balotin Awards is a high honor that I have on behalf of this organization, the Santa Barbara Foundation, and the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust. A biography entitled The Blind Doctor, The Jacob Balotin Story, by Rosalind Perelman, is a must read for all of you. It really should go down among our Federation literature. It is available in the Independence Market. Get it and read it by next year, okay? All right. Jacob Balotin's story defines what it means to live the life you want. He was born in 1888. And he lived to be age 36. But during that short life, he fulfilled his dream of becoming the first blind doctor, blind since birth. And he wasn't just a psychology doctor, he was a heart and lung doctor. Nothing wrong with the psychology doctors now. But this guy got right into it. After graduating from the Illinois School for the Blind, Balotin supported himself and his family as a door-to-door salesman in Chicago. He sold kitchen matches, brushes, and typewriters. The hours were long and the work was hard, but Balotin persevered, and he even saved up enough money to put himself through medical school. There wasn't any vocational rehabilitation back then. There wasn't any Section 504 or ADA back then. In the spirit of Jacobus Tenbrook, Kenneth Jernigan, Mark Maurer, and Mark Riccobono, Jacob Balotin was in fact, if not in name, a Federationist. Supported in part with a bequest left to the Santa Barbara Foundation and the National Federation of the Blind, the awards we give include money, which each recipient will get. And they also include an engraved plaque and a medallion. Here's the text on the plaque. Presented to, and in the name of the recipient, by the National Federation of the Blind and the Santa Barbara Foundation, July 2016. The text on the obverse side of the medallion, suspended above the plaque, says this: the Dr. Jacob Balotin Award, with our logo then under that, and it says immediately below the logo, celebrating achievement, creating opportunity. Now, the reverse side of the medallion says, Dr. Jacob Balotin, And then there's a depiction of his bust below that text. And below the bust are the years of his birth and death, with the text below, celebrating his life, the Alfred and Rosalind Perelman Trust. And now for the 2016 Jacob Blotin Awards. Audio and Braille Literacy Enhancement, AbleLink, $5,000. Located in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Able started more than 50 years ago, mostly as a Braille transcription service, but audio services were added soon thereafter. In 2013, the service was further expanded to fill requests from teachers for more than just textbooks, including accessible Braille versions of daily math and science materials, Spanish and German materials for foreign language classes. Assessments, quizzes, and exams were included. Books and short stories for literature classes are now included, and raised line drawings of charts, graphs, and pictures are done by Able. With a sound studio that is now equipped for the NLS program, Able now produces audiobooks by Wisconsin authors that are not included in the national NLS program. If you want to visit a museum exhibit that's accessible, visit Crossroads of Civilization at the Milwaukee Public Museum. It was made fully accessible by Able. Meeting the standard set by Dr. Jacob Blotin, Able is providing services of the highest quality. Excellence is only the floor, not the ceiling, at Able. Here to receive the award is Cheryl Orgas, Executive Director of Able. Now, Cheryl, here is your award. They want to take a picture of this award. And congratulations, your check is in the mail. Go for it.
Thank you. Good afternoon. As executive director of a creative and innovative volunteer staff team at Able, I am deeply honored to receive this Jacob Blotin Award. From creating quick turnaround materials such as hundreds of math and science tactiles for a rising junior in his international baccalaureate program, to those books that you can download on Bard, not only all of you in this room, not right now though, but after sessions, to those 550,000 individuals and organizations as a part of the program, to our signature relationship with the Milwaukee Public Museum. Yes, Crossroads is accessible, but we're moving on to the butterfly exhibit and to the dinosaurs. But even bigger than that, what Able has done in partnership with the Milwaukee Public Museum is we've changed their paradigm from just look, don't touch, to how can we make exhibits accessible from the ground up. And, and I can tell you we are not stopping there. We've moved on to the Urban Ecology Center. And because of our work at Able and because of our passion and commitment, blind people are going to be able to live the lives they want.
Thank you, Cheryl.
My deepest gratitude to James Gashel, Ron Brown, the Blotin Committee, for this wonderful gift of money. And may I also say the greater gift of having Able associated with such a great man, such an exemplary leader, is Dr. Blotin. and my family, Bill Meeker, Christopher, our son in Utah fighting fires right now because as blind parents, we taught him to live the life he wants. And our great friend and leader, President Rick Abono, Dr. Maurer, and all of you, my family. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Oh. Cheryl.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, Abel. Oscar and Klaus Publishing, $10,000. Now, you say, what is Oscar and Klaus Publishing? Okay, I'm going to tell you. Mick Zaglowski and his wife, Bethany, adopted a six-week-old blind kitten named Oscar. This was 5 years ago, and Oscar was adopted to join their other adopted cat named Klaus. They didn't know what to do except just to stay out of the way while Oscar basically found his way around his new home. And he was fearlessly running around the place, navigating through. And Klaus didn't know what to do either, so he just stayed out of the way. Compared to Klaus, Oscar was the first one to show up at mealtime. He was climbing Bethany's leg as the cans of cat food were being opened, while Klaus just sat back and watched. Although Klaus accepted his new companion, through their play and wrestling about, it was clear that Oscar was in charge and Klaus was just following along. That's the way it ought to be. Mr. President, the blind should be in charge. So, yeah, come on. Let's hear a Federation cheer for the blind being in charge. Now, fascinated by the antics of their blind cat and sighted cat, much more timid sighted cat, Mick and Bethany started posting pictures and videos on the internet, and the thing just went viral. That's when they called on their friend Travis Buzzhard to help out. So Travis is now part of this business and to manage the growing social media. And this includes not just appearances at the local pet shelter, which they've had, but on national television like Good Morning America, Ellen, Fox and Friends, and others. Now the adventures of Oscar and Klaus are being recounted in books. Two books are out and a third one's in process. You can get these books at oscarandklaus.com. Just follow the link for books. Or you can order them on amazon.com. An audio book of the first book, which is Oscar and Klaus, The Search for Bigfoot, is available. And a Braille version of the second book, The Mission to Kateria, in Braille is at the same price as it is in print, and that's supported by the American Action Fund. Barbara Lowe's president of the Action Fund is consulting on the text. Now, meeting the standard set by Dr. Jacob Balotin, Oscar and Klaus Publishing is reaching a worldwide audience of adults and children with a positive image of blindness. Just imagine that. Through the fun and frolic of their fearless blind cat, Oscar, and his timid sighted companion, Klaus, the world is learning that we can live the lives we want. So here to accept the award on behalf of Oscar and Klaus is Mick Zaglowski, father of Oscar and Klaus.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for this incredible honor. I stand before you today as one man, but I'm also accepting this award on behalf of my longtime friend and partner in Oscar and Klaus Publishing, Travis Bossard, who is unable to be here today. We are grateful to have been recognized by the awards committee and thankful for the opportunity to attend the national convention. Our time in Orlando has only strengthened our commitment to creating a book series that aligns with the goals of the Federation by challenging readers to live lives full of limitless adventure, free from the burdens of society's prejudices, misunderstandings, and low expectations. Although we would love to think of the Blanton Award as a prize at the end of a long journey in self-publishing, we know that it serves as a milestone marker to celebrate our first steps. It's both a signpost that shows that we are traveling in the right direction and a gust of wind at our backs pushing us forward. Travis and I both read the biography of Dr. Jacob Blanton, and we understand that it is the power of will that propels one to achieve great things in life. We shall thus carry on writing and take comfort in knowing that the NFB is by our side. Thank you again for this honor. We are moved, we are encouraged, and we are very proud to be part of your family. Thank you.
And don't forget, go to OscarandKlaus.com. Winston Chen, $15,000. Now, Winston Chen may not be a household name, but perhaps you'll know our next awardee if I just say Voice Dream Reader. Winston Chen is the father of Voice Dream Reader. If you're blind and you have an eye device, like an iPhone, you probably already have Voice Dream Reader. I do, but yeah. If you don't have it, you're definitely missing out. Here are just a few details about Voice Dream Reader. Text-to-speech, for example, it has one premium a cappella voice. Your choice of free with the purchase of the app, you can have any of several a cappella voices, and 36 iOS voices in 27 languages. In-app purchase of 200 plus additional premium voices in 30 languages, a corrections dictionary so you can correct the pronunciation like I'm having trouble with. All voices play in the background and even when the screen is locked. Do you like that? Yeah, I like that. And by the way, it's optimized for voiceover. Supported file formats include PDF, plain text, MS Word, PowerPoint, RTF, Google Docs, web articles, DRM-free ebooks, Bookshare books, DAISY text and audio books, and other MP3 and MP4 formats. Other features like text navigation for sure, and text annotation are available. In short, if you're looking for a high-quality reader, this reader does just about everything. Go to the App Store and pick it up. The one thing it doesn't do is it doesn't take pictures and read. Maybe that's coming. So, yeah, we have another one that takes pictures and read. KNFB Reader. Okay, let's have a shout out to KNFB Reader. Now, not to steal Winston's thunder, you know, Winston is truly an interesting guy. In 2011, he was firmly established in a software company as an executive in Massachusetts. But Winston and his family decided to take a year off from this great career in the United States, and the entire family moved for a year to a remote Norwegian island north of the Arctic Circle. There in the dead and dark of winter, Winston had to have something to do. So he created Voice Dream Reader. Yeah, really an interesting guy. You got to meet this guy. Meeting the standard set by Dr. Jacob Balaton. Winston Chen has raised the bar in accessible reading for blind people. Through his single-handed efforts in creating the Voice Dream Reader app, Winston Chen is making lives better for all blind people so we can definitely live the lives we want. Here to receive the Dr. Jacob Balaton Award is Winston Chen. And Winston, here's the award, and your check's in the mail.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you, NFB. You know, I feel really lucky. I get to wake up every morning and work on products that really make a difference in people's lives. When customers email me, you know, my life has changed because of your products. You know, when I think about it, really, it's not luck. You know, 32 years ago, I immigrated to the United States from China. You know, America welcomed me with open arms, gave me a terrific education in a public high school and a public university. And that's how I learned how to write software. Then you have Apple, the Apple ecosystem, where one guy can make products and everybody in the world can enjoy and benefit from his work. And because of that, I can make sure the products are affordable and also I can support my family. So VoiceStream exists because of America's generosity toward immigrants and exists because of this global economy. Now, these things are increasingly become contentious around family barbecues and in the ballot boxes around the world. Now, I'd just like to add that hopefully my personal story will add a perspective to it, that there are a lot of benefits that come from these things. Thank you. Thanks, everyone. I feel like I haven't earned this honor, and I promise. And I promise to work hard and make the products better and earn this honor. Thanks.
All right, Winston. Now look at here, Winston. You've definitely earned this honor, but Balaton wouldn't let you off the hook. You got to keep going in that last spirit you were talking about. Keep earning this honor. Thank you very much. All right, so now for our fourth and final, this is a group award. We call them the Semitic Scholars. $20,000. Now, Jacob Balaton knew that blind people can compete on equal terms, given the right tools and given opportunities. If you've ever considered becoming a biblical scholar, then you would have already found that understanding the Semitic languages, like Biblical Hebrew, Classical Greek, Aramaic, Syriac, Coptic, Arcadian, and Ugaritic. I can't even pronounce these languages. It's a real challenge, and it's especially a challenge if you use Braille. So the group we call the Semitic Scholars includes three very bright, very creative, and very devoted blind people. Yeah. Let's hear it. Sarah LaRose, Dr. Raymond McAllister, and Matthew Yater. Through their combined efforts, and with help from David Holliday and Karen Navy at Duxbury Systems, then the Semitic Scholars have built the tools needed to convert ancient languages into and ancient content into Braille. Sarah LaRose graduated from Anderson University with a master's degree in divinity and developed the Braille tables for using JAWS with Biblical Hebrew, Syriac, and Polytonic Greek. Dr. Raymond McAllister earned his PhD in Hebrew from Andrews University, and he discovered how to make ancient texts accessible by opening the text in Microsoft Word and then converting the ancient characters into modern characters and then opening this hybrid file in a Braille note. So consequently, he could read hundreds of ancient documents in ancient languages on the Braille note. Never been done before. Matthew Yater built on these accomplishments by creating the code to access primary source materials for both the Old Testament and the New Testament. He also worked with a publisher. He worked with McAllister further to develop the Braille code for three strands of ancient Syriac. Through contacts with a publisher, then he made it possible for downloadable files of these Braille materials to be available so blind students anywhere can study along with their sighted colleagues. This is groundbreaking stuff that these guys have done. So meeting the standard set by Jacob Bolotin, all three of our Semitic scholars have demonstrated pioneering success in breaking down barriers and opening new fields of study for blind people, both today and tomorrow. Through their combined contributions, these three scholars are walking in the footsteps of Dr. Jacob Bolotin, and they are helping to make it possible for all blind people to live the lives we want. So, I have the first of the Semitic scholars, Sarah LaRose. And Sarah, here is your plaque. And I'm going to move out of your way here. And I'm just going to tell you your check's in the mail. And you can step up here and say thank you in a couple of seconds.
Hi, guys. I want you all to imagine receiving emails that say, "Is it possible for a blind person to succeed in biblical studies?" And another email that says, "My college exempted me from this subject and suggested that I change my program to a Master of Arts in Ministry because I cannot take the biblical languages." That's the type of emails that I used to receive from people who wanted to study biblical languages. That is why I do this. And I want to say thank you to the NFB for this tremendous honor. And we will not stop this work because there should be no more exemptions for anybody who wants to study these languages. Whether you use... Thank you.
You got it, Sarah. Thank you. All right. Okay. Now, next is Dr. Raymond McAllister, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Step forward here, buddy. And here's your award.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, like I told the others, your check's in the mail, so step up here and say thank you real quick.
All right. Okay. When I was working on my PhD, I had to use technical documents with a lot of symbols in them that aren't in your usual Braille Hebrew Bibles. And so I used these computer code texts that are really a pain. That's what I had to do to read my Bible the way I wanted to. Well, now we've got better texts. And we got them in Braille, and I helped code the Hebrew accents so that they can be readable. And they're being distributed to the blind who get a hold of these organizations. And what we want to do with this award is make more ancient Semitic documents and more ancient languages digitized so that they can be converted into Braille. So I want to thank the NFB for helping us be able to push this vision further. I want to thank my wife, Sally, for supporting me. I want to thank God for making all this possible.
Amen.
So I'm going to leave you. with a hearty thank you very much in Hebrew. Thank you very much in Hebrew is Todah Ma'od.
Right. Go for it. Thank you, Ray. Can't do the Hebrew, but I can say thank you. All right, so here. Finally, Matthew, the last of the three Semitic scholars is Matthew Yater. Matthew, here is your plaque, and you're going to say thank you very fast.
Yeah, thank you. The beauty of the biblical language profile found on Duxbury, it's available there, is access to the critical apparatus in biblical scholarship. The critical apparatus has a bunch of weird symbols that stand for abbreviations, and it has multitude of languages on the same page. What's really cool now is through this project, we can have a multitude of ancient languages on the same page and convert them all into Braille at the same time. And it's available in 147 different languages. Thank you, National Federation of the Blind, for pouring into me. Thank you, Anabaptist Mennonite Biblical Seminary, Paul Keim, Lauren Johns, for helping us write the code. Duxbury, David, and Karen, you guys are the greatest. Brent Graber, you guys are awesome. Thank you, Blotin Committee.
You got it, Matt.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Guys have fun.
All right, good, good. Boy, these guys are really smart. Now, if all the winners would join me here at the podium, Mr. President, and fellow Federationists. Come on up here, you guys. Don't lay behind the log, as they say. Okay, get arrayed around here until the picture-taking people like it. Yeah. You're eating into my time, you guys. Move it up here. Okay. All of you guys, these are wonderful, wonderful, deserving people. And they are the Jacob Blotin Award Class of 2016. Let's give them a loud, loud Federation cheer. Now, a booklet telling more about each of their programs has been written and is being released today, and it is available through our Independence Market. Thank you to Mary Ellen Gerlingen and Ron Brown for serving on the Jacob Blotin Award Committee and providing their experience and expertise. Mr. President, this concludes my report and the presentation of the 2016 Dr. Jacob Blotin Awards.
Thank you, Mr. Gashel, and congratulations to our Blotin Award recipients. Definitely worthy of the name of Jacob Blotin and the National Federation of the Blind.